For North State Public Radio, I'm Ken DeVall.
And I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, February 17th.
Today, a look at cleanup challenges after a pipe rupture at New Bullards Bar Dam.
Also, nurses protesting ICE presence in hospitals.
And the reopening of the Reading Library.
But first, what a new study says about wildfire smoke and autism.
Research from UC Davis and UCLA suggests exposure to wildfire smoke during pregnancy may be linked to a higher likelihood of autism in children. The study analyzed more than 8.6 million California births. It found pregnancies in the top wildfire smoke exposure areas had a 6% higher likelihood of autism. UC Davis professor Dr. Rebecca Schmidt is the study's senior author. She says an important note is that the findings do not prove cause and effect.
We see that things are linked, but we can't really determine that wildfire is causing autism. This is just an additional factor that could contribute to raising the likelihood of autism down the road.
Even so, Schmidt says the study suggests pregnant women should be proactive during smoke events.
Like staying indoors, running air cleaners or air conditioning with new filters, wearing N95 masks when they do have to go outdoors. These are all things that pregnant women should be ready to do those things to protect them and their babies from potential harms of wildfire smoke.
The study found that smoke from fires that burned through neighborhoods, destroying homes and vehicles, was more strongly associated with autism in children.
Now, the latest on a massive water pipe rupture that shut down the power plant at New Bullards Bar Dam, west of Marysville. The 14-foot-wide pipe, known as Penstock, burst on Friday. It sent debris into the Yuba River and damaged both generators at the powerhouse below. Yuba Water Agency operates the dam. General Manager Willie Whittlesey says the focus is keeping more debris from getting in the river, though the weather is making that difficult.
As far as slope stabilization goes, we do have consulting geologists out on the site. They've been out there since Saturday. Work is somewhat limited now that this series of storms has come in.
He says the pipe had been undergoing repairs, but it's too early to say whether that played a role.
There was maintenance going on since October, and to directly correlate them, it's too early to tell at this point, but we will be doing that analysis in the near future.
Environmental contractors, along with Fish and Game and the Army Corps of Engineers, are helping manage debris in the waterway. Whittlesey says the dam structure itself was not damaged. A full assessment of the incident could take weeks.
Nurses at Enloe Health are participating in a national rally to protest the presence of ICE in hospitals. The California Nurses Association issued an announcement stating that it opposes allowing immigration agents into medical facilities. It says healthcare is a human right and federal initiatives to stage ICE agents in hospitals threaten public safety. The rally is Thursday afternoon at 5:30. Community members are invited to join and wear red in solidarity with nurses across the country.
And the Reading Library reopens today after being partially closed for more than 6 months for renovations. The project includes new flooring, updated seating and study spaces, as well as new computers and dozens of security cameras. The building also now has a backup generator to keep services running during power outages. Construction delays extended what was initially expected to be just a 2 to 3 month closure.
In other news, the Washoe Tribe has announced its acquisition of more than 10,000 acres of land north of Lake Tahoe. This new Wellmelte Preserve marks the largest tribal land return in the Sierra Nevada and third largest in California. KUNR's Mariel Day has more.
The Washoe Tribe finalized the purchase of the land yesterday in partnership with organizations like the Wildlife Conservation Board. The land spans across from the northeast of Lake Tahoe and to about 20 miles north of Reno. Washoe Tribal Chairman Cyril Smokey says this is an opportunity for the tribe to revitalize their traditional practices, stewardship, and language preservation.
The Washoe people being removed from our lands, hard-fought to get every little bit back, and now we actually have something to call ours.
Although the preserve is the first under the Washoe Land Trust, they hope to acquire more of the Washoe homelands. In the meantime, Smokey hopes to start restoring the land and focus on conserving the wildlife and its natural resources, while ensuring it's a safe place for everyone. Marielle Day, KUNR News.
The deal follows a 47,000-acre transfer to the Yurok tribe last year, and a 17,000-acre return to the Tule River Indian tribe in the Sierra foothills and Central Valley region.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, February 17th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to our website at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.